the sugya of kavush, and I'd like to finish the kavush and then move weiter. We have to cover ground. We don't have a lot of time left, and we have a lot to do, a lot of work to do. Selzer sends his regards. Lamaisa, we were holding by kavush, and we introduced the general klalim of kavush, the nature of kavush, and so much of what is Noveya from the Gemara on Daf Kuvches / Psachim Mem Gimel about Kavish being in Issa D'Oraisa in general, with the exception of Basar V'Cholov, Flanken Flakes, and Kavish being not 3 days against the Rabbeinu Tam, but rather the Pashtas by Kavish by Yisurim is that it's 24 hours. With the exception of what the Rush tells us, that if you have tzir, if you have salty brine, and I said one classic example is soy sauce, which is very salty, right? I think the shear is if it has more than 4% salt, then it's a big shaila. Then that could work much quicker, and kavish already could be accomplished, or it could cause you problems already after as much as 6 minutes. Is a debate amongst the poskim that we need to be chayshish for. So kavish, for the most part, usually kicks in after 24 hours, like the Gemara says, by milk, itaru lekula yayma, that's the chiddush by basar v'cholov, that was what we inferred from the fact that by basar v'cholov, kavish doesn't kick in until 24 hours, so that tells us that usually kavish will be after 24 hours. And we spoke about even just having a power of dish, and if you have a meat that's soaking in regular water for 24 hours, and now that now has a blia of fleshiks, and that could potentially have major problems. But if you have something salty, that would be even more chomer, and that's where we left off, that by the marr you should make sure not to make it kavush, because then it's called marr hamavushal, which is pasul for marr. And we said if you have salty dressing or whatever it is, it could be like soy sauce or something very salty, it could be even quicker. And there was a machlekes, the shach and the mechaber, what happens by vinegar, straight up vinegar, and the shach says b'di'evid we're makel about that, but l'chatchila a person should be machmir, that chometz, like Rashi said, chometz could work quicker, just like a brine, just like tzir. And at least l'chadchila, mechaber paskins even with the eved, but Mashach said, at least l'chadchila to be machmer for that. And perhaps Rashi, that keeps on quoting tzir v'chaymetz, perhaps according to the Bach, Rashi was just telling you the more chomer version of kavish k'mavushal, which could very much come up. What I left off, Rabbi Yisai, was two important parts of the sugya, which is the following shaila. Anyone have a Shulchan Aruch here? I don't know if this has it actually, because it's not an arch. Oh no, maybe it does. Yeah. The question comes as follows: the Taz quotes the Isser v'Heter as saying the following, that not only is kavish k'mavushal and you have to be careful about mixing non-kosher foods and any blias and anything that you assumed was never a problem because it's all cold and there's no heat, so there's not going to be any blias asuros. So that's not true. That's what we're stating right now. We have another example, not only maliach harik reseaf, not only through salting, but also through kavish k'mavushal. And by the way, the Rush says the combination of those ideas taught by Shmuel is the source that a salty kavush will work differently than a classic kavish of just plain old water. But comes along the Isser v'Heter and he says the following. He says, what happens if you have no Isser? You just have a dish that's soaking in a kli that's Asser. So comes along the Isser v'Heter and he says, we should say kavish kavushal also on there, and that would be a problem. So now what he's now extending this to is that kavish k'mavushal, think about this. Let's say you have a fleshik dish, okay? You're putting it in to a pot, and you're soaking in that pot. No salt, no regular soaking. So now you don't only have to be concerned with that being bolea into the pot, but you also have to be concerned with the plata from that pot, and therefore that could be yasser. Where's the tazer bosa? Let me just read it inside. A taz in aleph, right?
Yeah.
Kofi aleph. Oh. The iser veheter klal beis, kosef. Dim nishtaya abasar bishir yasso meis leis. If the meat soaked for 24 hours inside the kli, af hakli aser b'dieved, v'tzarech shishim neged kulo, imu shel eitz ocheres, dekai molon kavush kemavushal. Afilu bekelim, v'lodami l'chaviz yayinezach d'shari b'smak. So what did the Isser V'Hetter said? I'm sorry, I presented it a little wrong. The case of the Isser V'Hetter is what? That if you soaked meat into the kli, right? Now, and that kli, let's say, was a milchik kli. So now, that kli becomes usher. Right, so you're right. On a level, this would only be derabbanan by milchiks and fleishiks. Or, let's say it's a nevela piece of meat. So then it would be even de araisa, and the kli now becomes an usser kli that needs kashering. Zok the Isser V'Hetter.
What if it was pulled
out and came out? One second. That's what the Isser V'Hetter says. Before you ask, let's let the Taz ask, and then we'll get the your kashering. Give me a second. So that's the psak of the Isser V'Hetter. Good? Everyone with me? And therefore, if you would now use that kli, and you would soak in that kli, Zok the Isser V'Hetter, what? What do you have to have? But you have to have shishim to make sure that the plata is not going to be a problem with your new dish. Shishim against the bliya asura to make sure that your new dish of the taste of the issa that's coming out of the kli. Exactly. Lamashal, if you would have a non-kosher pot, so I would need shishim against whatever the bliya in that pot of the non-kosher into my new dish to make sure it's not going to asa the new dish. Good. V'zeh l'shono, t'me'achar da'amrinan kavash k'mavushal, ach b'kli amrinan. Oh, this is the line I was saying. Says the Taz, he quotes further on from the Isser V'Hetter. V'zeh l'shono, t'me'achar da'amrinan kavash k'mavushal, ach b'kli amrinan, sh'me'es le'es bola akli, midedahavi achoviz di'ay nesech l'tzarech ha'gola, v'chein b'heter sh'shari b'kli shal iser. Once we're going to say the chiddush of Shmuel of Kavish Kamavushal, it's going to cause a bli asur into this kli, and therefore, if you're going to use this kli later, so now you have a problem. Why? Because you have a treif kli. So as long as whatever you use this kli, whatever you're using it for, it's going to be problematic. Everyone understand? Everyone see the pshat that's right there? Not so mechudosh. You're just taking kavash kumavushal and extending it to the kalim as well. Good? Not only that kavash kumavushal affects the meat or the dish that you're soaking it within, that it's now going to now, or if it's soaking in different things, they can be balea from each other. But rather, there could be a blia into the kli, and now that could affect your further cooking and your further ishtamshus, that you're now going to have to be worried about this, and it's going to asser up other things. Sammy's walking out because he has no idea what's going on. And I agree with him. I think we all should walk out right now. Rabbi Yisai, who is Akash on this? Edmund.
Einu ben yomo.
Thank you. Frek the Taz, Sammy, that was quick.
No, I was drinking water. I thought I was going to have to spit it out. So
you're just going to ask the same question.
I hear it. You were going to be kavash kumavushal. Splendid. Okay, weiter. Frecht Edmund Akasha, this makes no sense. This mamish makes no sense. Because by definition, Maz, by definition what? You know what Edmund's asking?
I don't know why it's a problem yet.
I want you to figure out why it's a problem.
I mean,
Edmund, explain it to him.
Because if you need 24 hours for the kavash to take effect,
throughout those 24 hours automatically, that kli that's usur is not a ben yom anymore because 24 hours are going to pass. So it's going to lose its ability to make things usur throughout that 24-hour process.
That process preserve faith? That's the whole point of kavush?
Give me a second, Malik. We're going to get to you. You hear his kasha?
So by definition...
By definition, it should never usur. It should never cause problems in the future with the kli. Good kasha, Brodsky? Edmund, you're not being shticky. You're with me, right?
24 hours to kavush to work, and 24 hours for the ben yom would start.
Right now, by definition, it's an eino ben yomo.
The ben yomo doesn't start with the beginning.
Why not? Why not? It's already in the taste. It's all tom. The emes is it's a little bit backwards. What I say, we didn't really learn no sadam of gam. I've kind of just been quoting it, and we've been assuming it. What's the yisod of no sadam? What's the yisod of eino ben yomo? I just gave it away. What's the yisod of eino ben yomo? Why is eino ben yomo not having the ability? Because it's no sadam of gam. Because Chazal understood that after a taste after 24 hours is not sharp, is not strong. It already fouled a little bit. So that's going to be the case. By every kavush and mevushel, it's automatically going to be, once it sets in, the clock's over, it's expired.
It sets in at the end of 24 hours, that's what you meant, Malik. It's only finished cooking.
Oh, one second. No, that's not what Malik said. Sorry, Malik's actually right. I'm going to deal with you. So fine, it sets in at 24 hours. At kavush and mevushel, it stops. So at the time that the kavush kicks in, that second for it to be piled out is going to automatically be Eino Ben Yomo. You're never going to have a Zman that it's not Eino Ben Yomo. You're right. It's Boileya into the Kli. At that second, this Kli becomes Milchig. So now, you use this, an hour later, you use this Kli. By definition, it's an Eino Ben Yomo Kli.
So that should be
Asr. So it should be Asr Midrabon. It's not going to Asr B'dieved. What's the first Kasha a Rav asked you when you use the Kli? What's the first Kasha?
How long has it been?
When did you use it for whatever, right? And if it's been what? After 24 hours, it's
mutter. It hasn't been cooked for 24 hours. If it's in there for 24
hours. Who cares it hasn't been cooked? Kavush kamavushel is after 24 hours.
That's what I'm saying.
The taste has been in.
You haven't had a day because it's only done cooking after 24 hours. Yeah, it's done at the...
Because it's about taste. It's about taste. Yes, yes. That's the only metzias that the poskim say that you have to have a tzir that it's mamish efshel etzamtzim, which the Gemara says it's so impossible to get the exact second that it's going to be balea in, and then it's going to have a... You're going to have a maisa bishel at that exact time. By definition, sek frek the taz. It's not a maikash, it's the taz kash. V'loy uchalo. I can't understand this. Lama yeoser aheter bekli. Why should any dover mutter that's subsequently being cooked in this vessel, shall iser ben yomo, darea iser machmas kovoshu, achar shir kvishashu, me es leis, doz nasa mishvushel, vareba oso shah, nasa ena ben yomo, vein lo lekli, koyach, lesser aheter shari besoichoi. Frak the Taz and Zok the Taz, this Isser Veheter is wrong. Is wrong. Whoa. Unbelievable. Because of this Kasha, he says that it's wrong. Now, if I remember correctly, there was someone who said, like Malik. Give me a second.
If the cookie process...
One second. Can't find it now, but I believe it's Rabbi Yodas and Ibishitz. If you understand that kavush is a process, and it's not that everything kicks in at Shah 24, but there's a little bit, so then potentially one could think, oh, maybe that little bit could... What was subsequently kicked in at Shah, let's say 18, has now another X number until he becomes Eino Ben Yomo. The problem with saying that, Malik, intuitively that makes a lot of sense. The problem with saying that is that if that would be the case, then if that was an amount of Isser that I think has the potential to cause problems for me in the kitchen, then I should also aser a person. If let's say a person calls me up and says, Rabbi, I was soaking this meat or I was soaking this dish for 18 hours. I should say to him, right? What do I say to him right now?
No problem. You saved it. 23 hours and 58 minutes, you saved your kli. But and up until 24 hours, we do not say there's any blia that causes any potential problems in the future. So if your answer was right, so then l'shitascha, which is intuitively true, and some achronim say it, but it's not going to be enough to explain to me l'halacha why I would aser it for the future, because then I should, to be consistent, then I should also be choshesh. I know, but it's not enough of a time that it would now cause problems, because if that would be the case, I should also be concerned with that at 18 hours without 24 hours.
Doesn't it take 24 hours to cook?
Yeah.
It's 24 hours, correct, to cook?
It's not to cook, to soak, to be considered for mavushal.
24 hours is mavushal. Yeah. So then shouldn't the 24 hours start the second those 24 hours are over?
No, because it's about tam.
And tam takes place when?
No.
When is tam?
Kavushka mavushal means that tam that exists now went in.
Correct.
So it's cooked at that point in time.
At the end of that 24
hours. But that tam is after 24 hours.
But it only started existing at the beginning.
It's not that. The tam didn't start existing.
So when did it start existing?
The tam created a blia into the kli at 24 hours. It has its effect.
At 24 hours.
Yeah.
Right? So then the second that happened, right, it's finished cooking, right? I mixed the two together in a kli, okay? 24 hours, right? It's Tuesday morning. Wednesday morning, it's been exactly 24 hours, and now there's a blia, correct? So then, why can I just use it? It hasn't been a day yet.
There's something called tam over here.
Right.
You're viewing it as if there's something called tam. Tam causes problems.
Right.
Tam exists whether it's in the kli or whether it's out of the kli.
Okay.
There's nesinas tam.
At 20.
Tam ke iker. Tam creates problems. You listening to me? Mm-hmm. Tam creates a problem no matter where it is. I have a halacha, a chiddush that Shmuel tells me that tam could be transferred from. From area A to area B through a process called 24 hours.
Okay.
The halacha tells me that if that tam is 24 hours old, it's called nosin tam lefgam, that's a problem, no matter where it is.
Okay,
It's not specific, and it's not something that we deal with because it's in a kli. Nesinas tam would be whether it's in a kli or not. Nesinas tam is also an issue if I have some other medium to transfer that tam, whether I put it on a barbecue, whether I put it on a dish, whether I put it into a pot, whether I cook it. There's nesinas tam. Halacha tells me nesinas tam does not affect me after 24 hours.
It doesn't recreate, meaning, this is my question, right? The nesinas tam is in the mixture, right? There's the mixture and then there's the kli, right? The mixture has its own nesinas tam. In and of itself. Are you saying that the Nesinas Tam of the Kli takes from the Nesinas Tam of the mixture, or it gains its own Nesinas Tam?
No, 100%. No, it takes
from it. Doesn't have its own. So everything starts from when that
one happens. Moshe, let me ask you something. You tell me. There's a piece of metal over here. You think that the Torah asked that? No, the Torah asked the treif that was transferred from the dish to the kli.
Right, but via
so everything is naivea from the dish. Now I need a medium to now transfer the two.
But isn't the
whether it's heat, whether it's bishel, whether it's tli, or whether it's kavush kumavushel. That's a chiddush.
Isn't the iser only kick in after it's been cooked together?
A kli is a carrier of the iser.
Right, but again, I'm saying the iser exists after 24 hours. Right, the things need to cook for there to be a blia asura, correct? So the second that happens, after 24 hours, right? So it kicks in Wednesday morning, right?
So now the kli has iser. The kli has iser. I'm asking the kli has iser. By the way, no one should misunderstand me. Listen carefully, Rabbi Say. Put down your hands if you have a question. Listen carefully. I am not saying you're allowed to use this pot. Avada, this pot is a problem to use. Why? Because of the Gemara and Avodah Zarah. What does the Gemara and Avodah Zarah say? Ain't no ben yomo, at the ben yomo. You need to do agala. All I'm saying to you is if a person goofed and he used the pot, so then what? Bidiyaved. What do I know from the Gemara and Avodah Zarah? The Torah doesn't aser unless it's a kli ben yomo. The Torah doesn't aser unless it's a blia ben yomo. So it's nois and tam lefgam. So avada, the taz is maskim that you have to kasha the kli. Avada, the taz is maskim. All the taz has issue with the iser v'heter is that the iser v'heter says now it asers your dish that now you're cooking with. Says the taz, that can't be. Because that's after an expiration of Nesinas Tam. It's after Ina Ben Yomo.
Can I draw out of time? Because I feel like it's not being explained, right? Tuesday morning, I put the Osir meat and the Osir meat into a Kli, right? Wednesday morning, they've been officially covished together, and there's a Bli Asura. So how is it possible that Wednesday, and I dump it out. So how is it possible Wednesday at noon, I can use it? It hasn't been 24 hours since the Bli has been in there. I have to wait another 24
Why
hours.
Why are you focusing on when it gets into the vessel? That's what I'm asking you. The Isser is not about the vessel.
It's about the Bli, correct?
No, it's about the Tam!
Yeah,
That's what I mean. The tam of the.
So the tam exists beforehand.
But it's not usher yet.
The tam exists as what it's going into the meat. Just like I start my clock, that nesinas tam is from then. So the nesinas tam it exists. That's something that existed already. It didn't have an effect.
The tam usher doesn't exist yet. The tam usher doesn't exist until Wednesday.
Listen. What the fact that it takes time for this tam. You agree that there's tam?
Sure.
So now, in terms of being a nosin tam lefgam, something quality or not quality, that is affected of what? Does that have anything to do with the vessel?
No.
That has nothing to do with the vessel.
No, the vessel.
Stop. So my 24-hour period in terms of this tam being good has nothing to do with it now being absorbed into a vessel, correct?
You were just masking to me. That one on itself.
No, listen. Yeah. I'm working with you. Listen. Okay. So now, if this stays for 24 hours, I don't care where it goes. This now becomes bad tam, correct?
Yes.
That's the answer to your question. So now, no halacha of where it's going has nothing to do with nosin tam lefgam.
But how did my...
You now are asking a question. I know exactly what you're asking. You now are saying, since kavash kum avushal and it only gets absorbed into the kli after 24 hours, I should restart the clock. That's not true. Because no Saint Tom Lifgam has nothing to do with where it's going.
Okay.
Kavish Kibavushal is just a mechanism for me to move things around.
Right.
Moving things around has nothing to do with whether or not this is good quality or bad quality. It could be good quality in Florida, it could be bad quality in America, wherever it is. That's just a fact, a metzius. Is it post 24 hours of its existence? So that, Kovash Kamavushal is not making it exist. That's where you're making a mistake.
So,
Kovash Kamavushal is just a way to move things around. So that's why the Taz asks on the Isser V'Heter that this is automatically Eino Ben Yomo. Because the Tam is Eino Ben Yomo. You're right. The reality of being Kavish Kamavushal into the pot and the transport. You've only been in this country and this destination for a second. But that's irrelevant if you're basing yourself off Nosan Tam of Gam. I understand you completely, but that's the answer to your question.
Was the Tam Usher the second the two of them were put together?
No.
So then...
Was the Tam Usher?
Yeah.
Yes.
Why?
There's Treif. No. There's Treif Tam over here. There's a Shiloh over here right now. Let's talk about a Nevela piece.
Okay.
There's Tam of Nevela that's also Midar Rice.
What was Bas Mechalov, like we said?
The problem is that Nevela piece didn't have any effect on anything. The Tam of that Nevela didn't have any effect on anything because until 24 hours, it didn't have the ability to transport.
Right.
But that doesn't mean that the Tam of the Nevela was born after 24 hours. It just means since you didn't have any... If I would have heated up with a heat source, that would have started right away. Right. So why should Kavish Kamavushal slow down the process?
Right, but that does exist for Bas Mechalov.
Slow down the Tam. Right. Meaning, if you agree right now...
I get it for Nevela, yeah.
No, and if there was heat, that would be a right. Ben Yomo thing, and after 24 hours of Ben Yomo, right. Kavish Kamavushal, because you're using a different mechanism, shouldn't change the Metzias.
But for Bas Mechalov,
Did everyone understand what we just had a conversation of? Because what Moshe asked is a very intuitive question. But what you need to explain, to answer his question, is that if I would have heated up with a fire, the clock of Eino Ben Yomo would have started right then. So the fact that I'm using another mechanism is not going to change the halachas of whether it's quality of Nosin Tam Lefgam or Nosin Tam Lashvach. Does everyone understand that? If I would have heated up that fire right now, and there would have been Tam right now, the clock of Eino Ben Yomo would have started right now, correct? It would have. Because there's Tam. So now the fact that I have a mechanism that slows down the process of transporting that Tam doesn't mean that there's no existence of the Tam.
But that's only with Nevela. It doesn't apply for Bas Mechalov because it's not. There's no Tam.
There is no Kavish Kamavushal by Bas Mechalov.
Oh, right, that's true.
I do a 10 hour cooker or something, whatever it is.
So this is exactly where I want you to go. So Malik wants to say, what do you mean? Based on our chidushim from last time, that and the Rosh is mechadesh, that by at least by tzir. Maybe the shach doesn't paskin by choymetz, but at least by tzir, and for the mechaber who paskins by choymetz, that's pshat in the yisr v'het. Excellent.
What was the whole point with
nayin? So that you have to turn. I didn't put this on the marmot claimus. And this is halach lemaisa, and the mishnah brura paskins like this. Your kasha is a machloikis between the taz and the shach, and the drisha in hilchas malicha in simin samachtes. If you look in the shach in simin samachtes, the drisha assumes exactly like you're asking. That if you have kavush of a davar maluach, like soy sauce or brine, so even if you sat for 18 minutes, the same way you hold it, there could be a bli asura after 6 minutes, sorry, or 18 minutes, depending on which poskim you have, let's say 6 minutes. Kashir sheyitnu ala esh v'yaschil arsiach, the amount of time that it takes to start burning if it's on the fire, if you're roasting, mikoach hatzir. So you also farnasa kavush umaflit hakli. Now it should also what? Be poilate the blia from the kli out to the busser. So zok the shach. The lokash shamidi, listen. The dafka li'inyin nimlach mitchila bekli she'en emanukov dineser abusser mitzir gufa amrinan hachi. Avalainyan ain malichalakalim ain chilak de la oilam ain koyach melech vatsir maflit kli. Zok the shach and the taz. That the chiddish of tzir, to answer your question, against the drisha, it goes one direction. It's only boileya and creates some, the tam should go into something else. If it's kavish with something else, or it's going into a kli, it could be boileya into there. However, it will never extract from the kli itself, and the Mishnah Brura in Hilchos Pesach paskins like that shach against the drisha, and the OU paskins like that shach against the drisha, and therefore, let's say you have a non-kosher soy sauce, bidyevit, that someone goofed up, and they didn't kasher it, so even if you put a kosher soy sauce in it, it's not, and again, assuming it wasn't 24 hours, it's not going to necessarily, even though that is a din of tzir, because of the shach, and your question, it's not necessarily going to extract outside the walls and cause a problem of tzir, which would be kavush. The kli is not kosher, but it's not going to, it's like an eno binyomo kli that won't cause you a problem, because it doesn't have the ability to be poilet. If you would ask the OU in terms of their procedure, do you have to kasher it in between? Yes. Because was there a bli asura into the kli? Yes. And any time we know, even if it's eino ben yomo post 24 hours, are you allowed to use a kli that has treif in it after 24 hours? Or we'll say, what's the answer? No. Because of the gzera eino ben yomo ato eino ben yomo. Ato ben yomo. But, b'dievit, if you did use a kli and you forgot, does it asur? No. So that's the OU split. They'll have in their procedure that they'll have to kasher it, but because they don't paskin like the drisha, they'll hold that the tzir chiddish doesn't have the ability to extract, it only has the ability to be bailea. So for situations of bidyevit, that will help you, and that's the answer to your question. Excellent question.
But they have to kosher that.
They have to kosher.
So how do they say it's okay to have sherry cask whiskey? That's not me.
What, totally different shiloh.
Why?
But if it's not being pulled at anything, what's it absorbing?
No, it's bailea, but There's two ways on a highway, Rabbi Yisai, right? Car's going this way, car's going that way. Everyone agrees that there's tam that's nivla into the kli. The question is, not always, and this Rabbi Yisai, this is a very important point, not everything is like heat that has the ability, just because you go that way, has the ability to extract also. Listen to it, Rabbi Yisai. Just because I could, punch you in the head doesn't mean I can heal you. I'm saying just because that's
no, I get that, but what's it being?
I couldn't think about anything else.
I get why they don't necessarily go. Why it doesn't have to go both ways? But what's it being boleya if there's nothing?
There's Isser there. There's a blia asura. No one. Malik's whole question is, the assumption is correct. The blia asura is assuming tzir. Tzir works quickly even before kavush, and there's a blia asura into the kli.
It's going to absorb.
Now the question is, if Malik would have asked me, Let me ask you the following question, okay? I put soy sauce 20 minutes into a kli, okay? Right? Good? Non-kosher soy sauce. Good? What happens to that kli? It becomes what?
Usser.
Good. Now, I use that kli on the fire within 24 hours.
For sure,
usser. So now Malik's question was just, if you use soy sauce again, does that have the ability to extract? But if I use it now with heat, that's a kli that's asr, and that's going to asr up my food. No question. No one disagrees that there's no bli asuri into the kli. The question is just, does salt have the ability to work both ways? Right. Rabbi Isai, and with this we close. And Amir Tzashem, after we close with this piece, we will have covered Kavush Kamavushal Lagamre. Baruch Hashem. Comes along the Ramah. He says, based on the Klolim that we know, that Kavush Kamavushal by all of Kol Yisurim Kulim is what? Is an Isser. By Kol Torah Kulim is an Isser. Deoraisa. Masha'en Kain by Basar v'chala, flanken flakes, is an isser. Dirabonon. So what happens if you walk into your apartment and you've been soaking something and you don't know, you lost track of the what? Of the time. And it's suffik what? Suffik kavush. So if it's not basar v'chala, so then it's a suffik deoraisa. Zok deramah. You have to be machmir and say that this, whatever this shiloh was, if it was being kavush with another usher item, and now the food was kavush with it, or the kli, you have to assume that it's, whatever your kavush shiloh is, you have to assume safek deraisa l'chumra, and not by basar v'chalav. Flank and flakes, you would say, safek derabanan l'kula, and by all other isurim, let's say nevela meat, chazer, whatever it is, non-kosher food that was soaking into your item, that would be a suffix, the araisa l'chumra, because you lost track with
it. Why is the kli?
What?
So the kli shouldn't be.
No, right. That's right. Let's take it. The kli should be dependent on what we just said. Good. So in terms of b'di'evit, to use that kli again, right? That would be only in the
suit. Isn't it suffix derabanan?
You're saying lechatchila to use the kli.
If the kavush is water, it should be suffix derabanan. If it's one of the special cases where it's
quicker. Well, what are you talking? What type of isser? What's the case?
You have the nevela meat soaking in water with the kli, so it kicks in at 24 hours dafka.
So I'm saying the water is usser.
The water is usser.
Anything else that was kavish is usser.
But the kli should be subject to rabbanu makula.
Because when you're going to be nogeya, it's going to be an isser rabbanu. So the answer, Mal's asking a great question. The answer is because, if you remember, we mentioned this once in the year. Reb Kiva Eger has a chiddush. It's called an iser shenis galgil. An iser shedirabonon shenis galgil mi iser deoraisa. Let's say you have an iser deorabonon that came from an iser deoraisa. You don't say safi deorabonon lekula on such a safi. But let's talk about even straight up. A regular safi deoraisa, you want to know, is the other item in the pot, is it kavush and does it aser? Can I use this food and did kavush cook in? I don't know. I couldn't keep track if it was hour 20 or if it was hour 24. I couldn't keep track if it was minutes 5 or minute 6 in a case of a salty dish. Ooh-wah. Shaila v'nissa d'oraisa, zok d'ramah, you have to be machmir. If it's basar v'chalav, it's fine, it's all mutter. Flanken flakes, you're okay. If you have a suffix, what hour it's in the flanken flakes. By the way, I told my sister-in-law when I was in her show about flanken flakes, she loved it. But when it comes to other isurim, That's a safek deraisa, you have to be machmir. Frek the taz? What do you mean? Why do you have to be machmir? But you say, this is the lamdus of the sugya. This is where it's at. Frek the taz. Anyone here learn chulin? The answer is no. Because chulin's a big mesechta. But if you learn the first half of chulin, right, what you guys voted not to do, just a reminder, the taz says that what? The taz says what? That the Gemara in Chulin tells us that there's a concept of chazakah. And we rely on a chazakah. And just like in the Gemara's of Ksubis, right? What's that? Just like in the concept of of a cheskas taira, right? So the fact that taz, what happens if you walk into a mikvah, right? And you're not sure, was there 40 saw when I was tevel? Was there not 40 saw when I was tevel? So zek the shach, so zek the taz. So a mikvah was one time it had 40 saw. So you're mukim and on a chazak, and there's a good taira. So why don't we say also over here? Slow down. Why don't we say over here? Safek kavush. That the chazaka is what? What's the chazaka? Malik, what's the chazaka? The chazaka is that this item is what?
Mutter.
It's kosher. It's mutter. What happened to chazaka? Why doesn't anyone learn the first parak of Chulin? Right?
We're changing its status right now.
Okay, but you have a chazaka.
But we're in the process of status.
That's always the process of
status. I know that something happened. I don't know
for now Malik's talking. Zok the Nekudas HaKesef. Who wrote the Nekudas HaKesef, Rabbi Yisai? Who wrote the Nekudas HaKesef? You got to know this. No? That's a good guess, though. Nekudas HaKesef, who wrote it? So the Shach had this one parish on Shulchan Aruch called the Sifsei Kohen, the Shach, which you guys all see. And then any times he doesn't like what the Taz wrote, or he disagrees with the Taz and he wants to respond to the Taz, he wrote a parish in response to the Taz called Nekudas HaKesef. I think all of the Nekudas HaKesefs will be what? Excellent. All the Nekudas HaKesefs will be what? Will be with an abbreviation at the beginning, with the parentheses, Taz Sifkot and Gimel. Taz Sifkot and Dalet. Because he's going to be commenting on the Taz. Just like when you have the Ktsois and the Nesivis. So when the Nesivis argued on the Ktsois, so the Ktsois had to defend himself, right? So he wrote the Meshoviv Nesivis. So too, the Nekudas HaKesef had comments on the Taz's Ha'aris that he responds to the Taz. Where else do we have this, Rabbi Yisai? With the Ra'ah and the Rashba. The Rashba wrote the Torah Sabayis in his Sefer Heter. The Ra'ah checked in, and he didn't like everything he said, and he had the Bedek Abayis. And how did the Rashba respond to the Bedek Abayis? What was it called? The Mishmeres Abayis. Good. Beautiful. You have these correspondence between the Rishonim and the Achronim. So Zok the Shach, Dr. Shach, what do you mean? He says exactly like Malik saying. What do you mean, Frek the Shach? You know what? Let me just find this inside. Frek the Shach, that's not a good kasha. There's no chazak over here. Why is there no chazak over here? Zok the Shach in the Kudas HaKesef, there's a very simple reason there's no chazak over here. Because over here, the chazak Chazaka has a reyusa. What? Frekta tazakasha. Why is this different than a case of a mikvah? And the mikvah has a cheskas taira, and you assume that the person that was tovel in the mikvah is tahor because the mikvah once had 40 saw. Kal v'choymer prichu. The hosam heaven a mikvah al cheskase. V'arei shalom b'faneinu. There, when you find the mikvah, you find it what? Full. With 40 saw. Aval hocha, exactly what Malik asked, but in this case, itrele cheskas kashrus. Over here, it's what? Listen to this term. There is a reyusa from the word ra, there's something bad in the chazaka. What's bad in the chazaka? Kaven de nishraboy, since this is after what? 24 hours. So meaning this is tantamount to walking in and finding the mikvah that's what? That's chaser. The Taz's whole kasha on the Ramah is what? Frek the Taz. Yesh lahatr misimin reish aleph the hilchos mikvos. B'mikvah shaloi huchsuk lios meim of mismatim. A mikvah that you never thought that the water was going to leave and it didn't have a receding drip. Da'afal pishal lefamim mismatim. Even though the person over there was vaday tomei at one point, you still say there's no chazaka that this for sure happened, that it once had 40 saw, so we shouldn't assume that it lost that amount, so therefore you don't have to check it every second and it's kosher. The mikvah had a chazaka. Kavachomer kan. Frek the shach and the nekudas hakesef. What do you mean? This is like a mitzvah that you found that's chaser. There's a reis olafanecha. What's the reis over here by Kavash Rabosai? Our what? Hour 24. Something happened over here. Something changed over here. There was something that kicked in that was kavush. Comes along the Shmaitzer, Rabbi Yisai. Who wrote the Shmaitzer? Rabbi Yisai? He was 17. Ktoisa Choshen at his Sheva Brachos. And we are learning right now, third day Sheva Brachos. The seventh parak of the third day. How many prakim were there on this day? Just came from Karen Biavne in Eretz Yisrael. That's where I used to have a chavrusa with Rosh Shiva, Shev Shmaitza. That's where we had this conversation. This is where he told me, get cracking. Get cracking. There were 18 prakim on just this third day of Sheva Brach. Imagine what the Sheva Brach, you must have a lot of Chinese, you know, to eat, to go through 18 prakim of Shev Shmaitza at the Sheva Brach.
He did it only at the Sheva Brach during that whole day?
He presented it at all the Sheva Brach. I don't know if he gave it out or he said it, but let's assume that he said it. Zuck the Schmeitzer. So before we get to that, Yosef, excellent. First of all, the Schmeitzer takes issue with the Nekudas HaKesef. Zuck the Schmeitzer, he disagrees with the Shach. Because what's the whole premise of the Shach? Exactly what Malik assumed. That if you have a chazaka with a reyusa, you can't rely on that chazaka anymore. Zok de Shmaitza, he thinks that that's wrong. Lufimash kosav liel, he mamish the whole first parak, Rabbi said the seventh parak. You should see this inside. Mamish can be holding in the Shmaitza. Whole parak of Shmaitza is our sugya. Starts kosav arama biyoradeya simin kufhe. Sofek kofosh osur milvad bebasar rachol. But by other isurim, it's sofek darais luchomer. Ubetaz says, what do you mean? You have a chazaka. Ubenekudas hakesef kosov da'akov v'chomer prichu. Da'osam hemen mirval kosov arishom lefenecha aval hocha itrulei chazaka. Kevin the nishrabo, since there was a shriya of kofosh kofosh, Rabbi said, this is mamash your shmaitza, you own this shmaitza. You could say the shmaitza over at tonight's Sheva Brachos. Okay, go over and say this over. I'd like to say something that one of my Rebbeim said many years ago at his Sheva Brachos. I'd like to share it with you, even though this is a door of the iPhone generation and you couldn't care less about anything that the Shmaitza has to say. But I'm going to change the world, and I'm going to say a Shmaitza tonight at this Sheva Brachos. I don't care if none of the girls at the Sheva Brachos are going to be interested in going out with me afterwards, because I want to live with Shmaitzas. I want to be a Baal HaLekzei Sachayshin. So I'm going to say over a Shmaitza that I own, because I'm learning the sugya, I'm saying over this Rama, I'm going to say over the Taz, I'm going to say over this Shach, and if it's not for you, so then I'm not for you. Zok the Shmaitza, he says, the Ktzai Sechayshin, I'll bring you a Raya Brura from a Gemara. And even if a Chazaka gets messed up in front of you, and you have a Reyusa Lefanecha Malik, you still go back on the Chazaka. It's from the first Daf in Nida. Nida Daf Beis. Machloikes Beishamei Beisilo, whether or not a woman that became a Nida, and we don't know when she became a Nida. And the Gemara says, Beishamai says, Daya Shait, which means what? Anything that she touched, you assume beforehand was Bitahara, and she only became a Nida when? Right now. I frek the Shmaitza. This woman's bleeding. There's a Reis Salafanecha. And even Beis Hillel disagrees, is only a Chumrin Kodshim. But fundamentally, they agree that you could say Daya Shaita. So therefore, Rabbi Yisai, you see beferish that the concept of Chazaka, Rabbi Yisai, this is a klal. This is why the Shmaitza is discussing it. It's because he wanted to serve good food at his Sheva Brachos. He wants to discuss Chazakas and robes and Eid Echad, and he doesn't want to, you know, talk about fluff. He wants to talk about the real deal, the chont. You know, he wants some hamish of food. He knows some real good Shmak Abbas Rechot. So, it's hilarious. We were in Eretz Yisrael. We were looking for a restaurant. So, you know that the name of this is a restaurant. It's called Lechem U'Basar. Yeah. Where is it? I've never been there.
Huh?
It's Badatz, right? It's a good Ashkenazi. Right? So we couldn't remember the name. So I was with Shmuel, I was with my nephews, so we were trying to remember the name. We're like, what's the name of that? Basar Chalav? What's the name? So
I really hope not. So,
it's because it was hilarious. We couldn't remember that. Fine. So Zokta Shmaitza says, Beferish. So the Shmaitza is coming of a Machlekes in Chazokis. That's now going to affect our sugya. So Memela, once the Shach drops, so now we're back with who's Kasha, Avi? The Taz. So we're back to square one. You don't understand the Ramah. We can't understand the Shulchan Aruch. Why can't you understand the Shulchan Aruch? Because I learned Chulin. Because the Shmaitza tells me a Soid in Chazaka. So Memela, the Shach's answer to save the Ramah is garnished. So Memela, Vrek the Shach, Vrek the Shmaitza. So now I have to defend away and understand how you could say Safi Kavush is Usser. Why isn't there a Chazaka here? Jack, you with me? Nachman. Ramah says, by Kavush, by all other Yisurim, Safi Kavush is what? Is Lechumra. Vrek the Taz, why is Safi Kavush Lechumra? What was so bad one of my Rebbe taught me that I couldn't go Basar Chazaka? And the Chazaka is that what? The last known reality that we know is that this thing was never Kavush. It never became Elser. They never kicked in, right? So therefore, Hemed Adavar Al Chazkaso, and the Chazaka tells you that it's what? It's still kosher, it's still mutter. Good? Zok the Shach? No, no good. Taz, you're wrong. You pulled a fast one on the Ramah. You don't say Chazakas when the Chazaka is Reisa in front of you. When what? When we see that it's Nichbash in front of you. So therefore, you don't say Chazaka anymore. This is tantamount to a mikvah that's Chasul Lefanecha. Frek the Shmaitza against the Shach? That's not true. We still do say chazakas when it's a reyusa in front of you. If the shmaitza is correct, the way he's assuming that a chazaka with a reyusa still stands as a chazaka, so then this item shouldn't be usher, so the Ramah should never have been paskin when it came to a safek kavush, and I don't know which hour it is that after that at that time that I now should now have a problem.
Isn't the shaita and akamar because of the chazaka
schedule? No, not that. Rabbi Isai, yeah.
Can Rabbi repeat why the Shev Shmaitza says...
Shev Shmaitza thinks that a chazaka is still applicable even if there's a reyus alefanecha, even if she started bleeding in front of you. So therefore, I think the answer to the Nekudas HaKesev is wrong. So Zok the Shmaitza, we need to go a totally different route in order to answer Akasha. Rabbi Isai, I have news for you. Yosef Rubinoff already was Megala this. Antigman was Megala this. That this is not the first time you've seen the Shmaitza, but this is the first time you're really understanding the background of the Shmaitza. Because in the other time I just quoted it, Lagabi, a different shayla. Zok the Shmaitza Yisod. He says, what are we talking about over here? Let's see if you guys remember. This is not me. I might not make nice pots, but they don't look like that. Zok the Shmaitza.
And there's two things. Let's go with food around, okay? For now, actually, now it's going to bother me if it's fully kavush. So I'm going to have it kavush up to the top in water. Okay? Trade. Kosher. Good. Now what's happening?
There's kavush kavusha, right? I have savi kavush. I'm not sure if it was us, right? But it's in kolator kul. It's not basa v'kolov. It's treif. So therefore what? It's a suffix what?
Derisa.
Taz, why is it suffix derisa l'chumra? Until 24 hours, it had a what? Cheskas kashrus. And therefore it should remain kosher, and it should have its status originally. Dr. Shach, to defend the Ramah, no, because it's a chazaka with a reisa. So any chazaka with a reisa loses its chazaka. Dr. Shmaitza, I'll bring you a raya from Gemara Nida, but that's not true. Even chazakas with reisas are still chazakas. Givaldik, remember that when you learn chazakas. Good. There's a different answer. You know why there's no chazaka over here? Because what's a chazaka? Chazaka. Girl. Subis, we don't know what happened to her. When she changed her status. What the story with this girl is. She had a cheskas pesul and she had a cheskas. The way she was created, the way she was, she had a cheskas kashrus. But what? Something changed. But something happened to her, right? Over here, Zok the Shmaitza. Tell me if you remember this idea, Rabbi Isai.
change is the problem.
The Efsher. The Besafik Taruvis, when you're coming to Aser this, through Taruvis of Iser Veheter, Eloi Shayach Cheskas Heter, Elahecha Shah Iser Begufoi. But over here, where's the Iser coming from? From outside. Ukomosafik Trefa, I'm reading Uki Bahama Becheskas Heter, Vadayan Heteru, Bechem Besafik Tuma Shayach Cheskas Taro, because the Isser is not here. The Isser is what? Tom from something else that now attaches to this. You have like a blister there. You have Nesinas Tom of a Dover Acher that now attaches itself to this. Nothing's changing in this Zochta Shmaitza. Just this absorbs itself in this. It's a Dover Acher that links itself to this. But what's the Cheftza Asura? Is the Cheftza Asura this, says the Shmaitza? No, the Cheftza Asura is always this. The only suffix that I have is that this connect to this. But by this, this girl or any kind of Chazas Toma, we have a Kasha on the Kli. We have a Kasha on the woman. We have a Kasha on her status. We never have a Kasha about this Dover Kosher transforming or changing. So Zok the Shmaitza, that's the answer to our kasha. Since it's about Blias Asuris, since it's about Nesinas Tam, which is something else that's coming in, but the actual kosher item is never changing, the concept of Chazaka is not relevant over here. Chazaka means, when did this item change? When did this kosher item, when did this treif item transform into this new reality? This item never transformed into its new reality. It never went into a conversion process. It never had a transformation. It just what? There was something that heated onto this and linked to this, and now there's a taste of a new tam of a davar acher that's changing it. Kumo sofik treif abehem abechaz kasetar v'adayin heter hu. The Yisr is not in the Gufa Dover. It's just the two things mixing together. So now there is a part of that treif item in our Taruvis, but the kosher items remains kosher. I can't eat it because maybe the treif actually now linked itself into there and I hadn't seen that tam, but it's not changing the kosher item to be not kosher anymore. It's just practically, I can't decipher where the kosher and where the non-kosher is. Aval b'zeh she'ein ha'iser b'gufo, ela ha'taruvu she'besocho hu ha'iser. So then, says the Shmaitza, there's no chazak. Rabbi Yisai, but what did we ask on the Shmaitza?
This is all a big assumption, Rabbi Yisai. Rabbi Yisai, what's this based off of? Zok the Shmaitz in the next line. El Ataruvah Shabasochahu Iser, De Lo Amrinan Chaticha Nasis Nevela Chanan, Elo Babasa Vacholov, Veloi Bishar Isura. Shmaitz says, but this, he's Moida. This whole shtickle Torah, to say that this item stays kosher, it just has a taruvis, something else that joins with it, and this remains kosher, is only assuming what? I'll be assuming like Rabbeinu Ephraim. So the Mela Rabbi Yisai, this now gets a little shaky.
Is that the reason
this why? This now gets a little shaky, Rabbi Yisai, because who do we paskin like? Who does the Ramah paskin like? Who does the Ramah paskin like? Like the Rabbeinu Tam. If the Ramah paskin is like Rabbeinu Tam, beautiful. That what? Hanan and Shari Surim is what? Is Isser. So then in Lomdis, what's happening to this Akasher item, Rabbi Yisai? Status change through Hanan, and then Mamela, this equals a girl. Okay? If someone would have walked into that second, that would have been very embarrassing. Okay, everybody said, but you understand exactly what I'm saying. Okay. Noble language.
Is there a way to answer that, though?
You can't really apply
it. I don't want Mamela, Mamela. It equals a girl.
This is Shavuot. That's what you have to think about. You are a piece of flesh that just became Hanukkah.
Well, way to answer.
When Rav Israel was in Rav Sacks' shir, they were doing the same sugya, and he said like almost the same thing. And like when Rav Sacks speaks, it's like quiet and like no one's. And he just said, "What's the difference between a piece of meat and a girl?"
That's hilarious. That's hilarious. That's hilarious. Yeah, because no one's moving that shit. That's right. Oh,
I don't. So then, how did that work?
Oh, the Ephraim. Schmack. He would love this way.
So how did that?
The boy say, "What?
How does it work? You mean, how can you apply this logic if the Rama himself would?"
Oh! So Moshe's bothered by this. Moshe wants to leave the Shevet Brachos. Moshe wants to leave the Shevet Brachos. No fortune cookies for me. I'm done. This is done. Give me your sh. This is not Torah. What was it? We were trying to be mashed up around all.
This isn't a clue. What did you say about a clue?
This isn't a clue. Who cares? I'm not talking about a clue. My case was Basser with Treif. Kosher with Treif. Zokter Shach, this is not a problem because this doesn't become not kosher. It remains kosher. It just has a Tyruvis and a Bliya of something else. But this status. This is never changing. Zok the Shach, Zok the Meshmaitza, because what? Because we only say Hanan by Shari Surim. Right? Because we only say Hanan by Basar V'Cholim. And Kavish is never an Isser by Basar V'Cholim, right? So we're in Shari Surim over here. Ah, Gishmak. So therefore the Ramah therefore said, what? Therefore the Ramah said there is no Chazok over here. That's the answer to the Taz's Kasha. But Frekt Moshe, it's not true because the Ramah Paskins. Ramal Paskins, Hanan by Shari Surim, like the Rabbeinu Tam. Excellent. Ding, ding. Moshe, I challenge you on what you just said.
Okay.
What? Let's go back to the Ramal. Let's see. What did the Ramal say?
Oh, there's 2 days in the Ramal.
Oh, no! Slow down. What did the Ramal say?
Depends if it's Basar V'Cholim or not.
What?
Depends if it's Basar V'Cholim. Says it's Suffolk. What did the Ramah say,
Moshe? Come on.
First Suffolk, it's Doraisa.
It's Doraisa. So now, in Lundus, I'm going to go back, I'm going to go through like the 50 steps that we just did.
Okay.
And now basically, Zok Moshe, that it should be back to square one, right? Why?
Because he wouldn't hold.
Again. Why don't you have a chazaka over here?
You don't have a chazaka because the thing itself had never changed. It was just something attaching itself on.
So now you're asking against the Shmaitza. Because you do have a chazaka. Why? Because the Ramah himself holds.
Hanan
by Shari Surim. There is a transformation over here to the item. Because Hanan and Shari Surim is what? Us, right?
Okay.
Is it all
standard?
No.
I'm confused. Well, I'm not confused.
That's good also, but we're not up to there yet. Good. First of all, I'll get to what you just said. First of all, we're assuming that Hanan is working through a status change, through a transformation. By the way, this is something we've been assuming for a while, but it's not necessarily the case. Does Hanan work through a transformation? Is that what Hanan means?
Depends.
Is Hanan synonymous with, listen to what I'm about to ask,
or the
is Hanan synonymous with what? Tom Kaker?
Rogue.
What? What did you just say?
No, you were saying.
What did you just say, Avi?
He also said it first.
What?
The Rogue.
Yeah, excellent. The boys say, you know what they're talking about? They're going back a good few months. It's like Rosh Hashanah time. The Rogue was Mechadish. That what the belt assumes, what Rabbeinus and Eibishitz assume,
the trans carrier.
That Rabbeinu Tam, who holds Hanan, this is Geshmakish Tegel Torah, they say. It's Geshmakish Tegel Torah if you're outside of Wayu.
It's a word move.
Rabbeinu Tam, who holds Tam Ke Iker's Doraisa against Rashi, is the one who holds Hanan, is Osir, in Kol HaTorah. The Rav, if anyone looks back in their notes, proved from many different cases, one of them was. Right, Moliach by Melech, when we did that long Tosis, and I'll give you the other proof, the Rav said that can't be. We do not assume that Hanan works through transformation. So the Rav had a different shot in Hanan, I don't know if you guys remember.
Carrier.
Carrier, excellent. It just means that you have to be Mavatal, not only the Isser,
but also the transporter, the carrier of the Isser, which means that piece of meat that's holding it, you also have to be Mevatel. But we're not saying that the carrier now becomes and transformed and went through a Geirus process to now become a transformation. So if you hold like the rubber by side, does this Schweitzer hold any water?
No.
No, it's Gevalik. That's the first answer to your Kasha Moshe.
That makes sense.
Good?
Yeah.
But I have a better answer. Much more simpler answer, and I don't even have to go to YU to say this answer. Okay? Even the London in the places that don't say that over this Rav can answer the Schmeitz. Right. The Schmeitz pulled the test one of us. That's what I want you to know, Rabbi Sack. The Schmeitz just pulled the test. Let's go through the steps again.
It's
I'm
not really
say
nice
again.
To do your shimmer.
Number one. Okay? The Ramah says, Safi Kavush. It's also the Raisa by Shari Surim. So you gotta be Machbek. Frek the Shtaz. Why? You have a chazaka that this thing is still kosher. Last known reality of this item that it's kosher. Frek the shach against the taz. This is a beautiful song, Rabbi Say. This will be simple on his next best. Frek the taz.
What they saying
should all buy simple on CD. My brother and my nephew are on it. Frek the taz. Frek the taz. You do that, Tigman? Frek the taz. Lahagdil toira. Frek the taz. They're saying the same thing. They're just saying over Shmaitz. Lahagdil toira. Rabbi Sai, frek the shach against the taz. Not true. It's not true. Why? Because there's a race of forever. Frek the shmaitzah against the shach. That's not true. Marnido. I'm glad the chazakas work even with a race. So memela hadra kushal leduchta. Memela what? Memela. We're back to a chazaka. We're back to a chazaka. We upshlok the rama. Why is it something the race of the chumra? You have an a eats to your something the race of the chumra. This thing's not kavish. This thing has chesed kashrus. Teretz of the Shmaitza, you gotta understand Tarubis. Tarubis doesn't work through a transformation. Chazakas only work through a transformation. Yuba Shiloh, when did this person change their status? When did this item become Tome? When did this transformation happen? The answer is the last known reality was that it happened later, and therefore it wasn't a transformation. Cheskas Kashrus. Zok the Shmaitza. Ah! If that's the way Chazakas work, that's a transformation in the item itself. So if the issue that I'm talking about is not about the item, but it's about what? A Damaracha that's connecting to the item. But the Etzem HaIsser is what? Mi Bachutz. It's because of a Taruvis. And therefore what? Chazakah is Nishken Shaykh. Chazakah is not Shaykh. So we asked on the Shmaitza. That's not true. So the Shmaitza, I'm sorry, the Shmaitza goes on one further, and I'll prove it to you why. Because even if you say Hanan, you don't say Hanan by Shari Sur. Frek Moshe, that's not true. Because at the end of the day, the song started, when did this song start? It started with a Ramah. And the Ramah was trying to explain the Ramah, which says something to Raisa. So we're trying to throw out the Chazakah for the Ramah. According to the Ramah, even according to the Shmaitza's Lomdus, there should be Chazaka. Why? Because there is a transformation when it comes to Taruvis. What's the transformation when it comes to Taruvis? What? No, don't say that, because that's the answer. Hanan. And the Ramah holds Hanan even by Shari Surin. So, Linda wants to say what? That there's an answer, because you misunderstood Hanan. Hanan doesn't mean there's a transformation. Hanan means a carrier. But I want to answer a board. I just came from the mirror. I want to answer a board in the mirror. They don't know this board of the rope. I love this board of the rope. And I'll convince it to them. But I want to answer them for the Shmaitza, even without that. And they have the Shmaitza. So what's the answer of Isai? How could the Shmaitza say this? Hello, Lemaisa. There's back to a what? Chazaka on the Safik Deraisa Lechumra. Tigman, what do you got?
By Basav Echala, it never becomes us. It always remains. There's no Chazaka.
Not in Basav Echala. I'm in Shari Surim. That's what I'm most talking about. Safik Deraisa Lechumra. I'm in Shari Surim. Kavush by Basav Echala is only?
Derabonon.
Kavish by contemplation is only the Rabbanah. On a level of the Raisa, I have Hanan, right? On a level of the Raisa,
isn't it
Ben Yom?
That's
why. You said
Kavish.
No. That's Ben Yom in terms of the Kli afterwards. But in terms of the Yisr, it's a suffix on this item that the Raisa. Kavish is the Raisa by Shari Surim. Rabbi Sai, give me an answer. You all have the answer. No, don't leave. No, give me an answer. Malik, give me an answer. I have a Teretz. That's right, he has one also. Schanando or Raisa?
Depends.
According to the Shach, not like Reb Kiveger. According to the Shach, Rabbi Sai. Hanan, even according to the Rabbeinu Tam, even according to what? By Shari Surim, is only what?
Durabana.
Is only Durabanan. So on a level of Daraisa, what? Was there a transformation?
No.
Ah! So on a level of Daraisa, I have what? Garnished. So I have two options how to save the Shmaitza, even according to the Ramah. Either I could say Linder's Lomdis, I could say like the Rav. We misunderstood Hanan. Hanan is not about transformation. Hanan is about being involved to the carrier. Ah, we're going to get back to that. Raya Rabbi Sai, Mitzah Shem Rabbi Sai, Abol Eilu Toiva. I'm going to bring you a Gemara that says like the Rav. A Gemara that says like the Rav. But even if you're like, you don't want to say whatever, you have your issues, you have, I can answer. How can I answer? I can answer like the Shach. The Shach. The Pashtus is that Hanan is only the Rabbanan. If Hanan is only the Rabbanan, Rabbi Sai, do I have a transformation and a Chazak Isha on a level of the Raisa?
No.
So Memela Zak the Shmaitze. It's on a level of the Raisa. There's no Chazak over here. There's no Chazak over here. So then Rabbi Sai, what does the Ramah say? Safik Kavosh is Lahachmir. Whoa, you can read a line of the Ramah. Yeah, Sophie the Rice Luchumra, Viter. Next if Smicha. Let's go, I gotta go Viter. Let's go. I was talking to a guy yesterday. Guys, you have the ability, Rabbi said, to take these big sugyas that if you don't